Your spirit is perfect. And you are righteous. Not because you prayed 3 hours this morning. Not because you tithe. But remember what I said. Not because of these things that you do, but because of what God has made you. Well, that's a liberating thought. If we get a hold of this, the devil can't put no more chains on you. Can't put no more burdens on you, because it's not through law or works, it's through his grace. Tell somebody, I am what I am by the grace of God. People can talk about you or against you or think about you certain ways, but that doesn't matter. What has God said? Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true in every situation a liar. Amen. So we see here that in Hebrews 7:19, the law could make nothing perfect. In Hebrews 10 and verse 14, the scripture says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Some of y'all need to highlight that in your Bible. You need to write it over 100 times. You need to post it on your refrigerator. You need to put it on your bathroom mirror. You need to get a CD and have that just repeated over to you time and time again. So in verse 14 it says, for by one offering, the offering of himself, for by one offering he hath perfected forever. Even when you see me mess up or make a mistake, even when you want to talk down on me and say, you know, he ain't going to make it, he going down. Even while I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I am perfected by one offering forever in the sight of God. You better ask God to show you people as he sees people. Hallelujah. Come on, that's shouting ground right there. He has perfected by one offering forever. Worried about the devil trying to take me out. Take me out where? To be absent from this body means to be present with the Lord. What God did, he did once forever. See, some of our theology is mixed with works. And so you know you've been waiting on promises a long time and they ain't come. Don't shout me down. We got the choir in here, but just look straight ahead and say amen. It's true. You wait on promises and you believe in God, but something's wrong because it ain't manifest. Because his grace somewhere, you cut his grace off through your own flesh or your own abilities. God started working, then you try to take it and run with it. Like you got to help God. Amen. Somebody say amen real loud. But well, we read here, and this is in your Bible too, that through one offering, by one offering, so stop getting upset when people talk about you. When someone hurt your feelings, just go back to what God said about you. Well, what you saying and what my father said about me is two different things. And my father knows me better than you know me. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 12 and verse number 23. The city of the living God. Let's go to verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, or Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God. How many know we are Mount Zion? We're not talking about a mountain somewhere in the Middle East or a mountain somewhere in heaven. We are Mount Zion. We are Zion. But ye are not come unto Mount Zion. Ye are come, I'm sorry, unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Look at this, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. How many know that's us? Amen. Which are written in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all. Now look at this. and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Look at somebody, tell them, that's me. Come on, that's me. God's talking about me. He's made you perfect. Even though your walk ain't perfect. Now, that's another story, but I want to get this ingrained into your spirit. I want this image to take control and governance over your life, because that's where you have to start if you want grace to flow into your life. It's not by works of righteousness, but he said, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. At new birth, the spirit of man was made perfect. Your spirit, when you were saved, was made perfect. Now, this is a challenge to us, because God doesn't intend for us to be saved just inwardly and then stay the same outwardly. Even though you have saints like that. I call them ain'ts, but they're saints. They're saved, but you wouldn't know it. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. They've not allowed God to do a work in their soul. Their spirit is saved. Do you remember the story in the book of Corinthians where a young man, Paul, got word that there was a heinous sin committed in the Corinthian church? A young man fornicated or committed adultery with his father's wife. And Paul said, this type of sin is not even mentioned among the Gentiles, the pagans. And he said, turn him over to Satan. Read it in your Bible. He was a saved young man, fell into sin. Turn him over to Satan that at the end his flesh might be destroyed, but his spirit might be saved. Well, after the devil got through with that young man, in one of Paul's letters to the Corinthians, that young man had repented and got right with God again. But he said there had to be something done to his flesh. Something had to be destroyed, that his spirit would take precedence again. So God doesn't intend for you to just be saved inwardly. Secret agent Christian. Every time I see you up and down on Avenue D. You know. Oh, I'll be in church Sunday. God wants you saved on the outside too. Give me 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Paul prayed that the whole spirit, not just the spirit, but that your soul and your body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, here's what's important. God doesn't expect you to change by your own power. He don't expect you to do something to be able to do, because you cannot change your nature. You can't do it. Tell somebody, you can't do it. Which of you by taking thought can add a cubit to his stature? Which of you by taking thought can grow 1 inch? Just sit there and think, I'm going to grow 1 inch. In Jesus' name, I'm growing 1 inch. No, you can't do it. There are certain things you cannot do in your own ability. There are certain things you can do. But God has reserved the changing of your nature to his divine ability or his grace. Tell somebody, you can only grow through grace. So stop trying so hard. Now that might work in the natural realm, you know, people working harder. But even in the natural realm, you need to work not so much harder, but work smarter. Okay, so he doesn't expect you to change on your own. But now, what you have received at salvation on the inside, that is what can change what's on the outside. That's why we must be those that live from the inside out, people that live in the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit will govern everything. The Spirit, as in the beginning when God created man first, how many know he hadn't left that assignment? That's what he's going to do. He said, let them have dominion. If you'll live from the inside, from your spirit man, from that new creation, he will dominate every situation. Even what looks like is meant for evil toward you. Even what looks like you're losing in. If you stay in the Spirit, look at somebody, tell them, just sit still and watch God work. Because there's nothing can bottle up that grace that's on the inside of you. There's nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can stop the purpose of God and the plan of God for your life if you'll stay in grace. Saul messed up, lost his kingdom because he was to wait upon Samuel, who was designated to offer the sacrifice, and he got intimidated by people. Amen. And his position, and he had to do something. Look at somebody, tell him, if I have to wait, I'm just going to wait. Whether you want to wait or not, I'm waiting. When Saul did what he did, Samuel showed right up. And because of that, he lost the kingdom. He lost his stature, lost everything, because he could not wait upon God. Somebody's blessing is just a stone's throw away if you would just learn to wait upon God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of Mega Grace, Grace, God's Ability. Jesus deals with the deeper things of man, your motives, your agenda, and your deep secrets. Jesus is not moved by fleshly ideas or gestures. The nature of flesh is the craving of your body. Saints must wipe away past failures and put on the new nature, understanding that all things work together for our good. When your spirit is renewed, your heart stands in the middle, drawing from your soul and your spirit. Saints should be drawing from their spirit. When God enters your life, He brings you a new life instantly to your spirit.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.